kind of a shame that Psalm 66 didn't pass enough muster to make it into Lutheran worship, or we could have sung it together. And it's only 5 verses out of 20, each better than the one before. There are a couple of things, though, I would really like to focus our attention on this morning in our short time and out of these few verses. And the first is this. In the opening words, where the psalmist calls on all the earth to make a joyful noise to God. What's striking and depressing is that the noises of the earth that we're accustomed to hearing tend more toward gunfire and explosions and sirens and police whistles and cries of terror and of pain and obscenities of hatred and bitterness, enticements of the lurid on television and internet, even the sounds, the noises of solemn assemblies, whether in congregations or in triennial conventions, can be sounds of rancor and acrimony. All too often, the noises we hear are the kinds of things under which, as Paul puts it, the whole creation groans. Wouldn't it be nice if instead of the cosmic groan, the earth could make a joyful noise? Isn't it a remarkable thing? And I figure the world in the day of the psalmist wasn't all that much different from our world today. Isn't it a remarkable leap of faith for the psalmist here not merely to wish that it could happen, to hope that it could happen, but to call the world to gather together in worship and in praise, the response that God created the world for, the response of the world as it was meant to be, the response of God's reconciled and redeemed world. There's nothing bashful or timid about the faith of this psalmist who can hear beyond the raucous, the praises, remarkable faith. It leads to the second point that I want to be sure we make this morning, and that is where it is that the psalmist begins this call to the world. The starting point for all the earth making this joyful noise to God. Indeed, the first of, as far as the psalmist is concerned himself, the first of the joyful noises to God is the psalmist's personal invitation, come and see. Come and see what God has done. Now, actually, it's not just It's not just the decision, the feeling of the psalmist that that's where you begin. It's really where the Lord begins things as he expresses it more fully in the final chapter of Isaiah. I am coming to gather all nations and all tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. Come and see, an invitation that springs from the heart of God itself. Come and see. Those are the words, you remember, of the angel talking to those women whose knapsacks were full of burial spices. Come, see, he's not here. He's risen. Look at what the Lord has done. Come and see. It's the invitation of the Lord to Thomas to probe the scars and the scabs that link the risen one with the crucified one. Come and see what the Lord has done. Come and see. Philip says to Nathanael, come and see the good that has come out of Nazareth. Come and see. It's the invitation of that Samaritan woman to a whole village. That whole village who knew good and well what she was and who she was, but could see that she's not the same woman she had been. Come and see. And they came and they saw and they said, we no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves and we know this man really is the Savior of the world. Come and see. Through me to the Savior. Come and see. Is the invitation of a redeemed and renewed heart. A heart that's open and transparent to the Lord who lives in the heart. Come and see. It's our word of love to a world that lives in ugly. Come and see. Now, we don't make that invitation flippantly, lest what people come and see is more of the same old ugly. Maybe that's why we don't give the invitation more often and more openly than we do. Come and see. It's an invitation that can be given only as it is prefaced with a prayer that God first come and make our heart ready so it can be the place where people do see, not us, but God. It can be the initial provisional but no less real touch of God. Come and see. Actually, just a few verses down is another invitation in this psalm. Come and listen. All you who fear God, let me tell you what he has done. Come and listen to the joyful noise. The noise of the invitation, the noise of the prayer to which and praise to which we are invited. Come, join your praise to my praise. Come, let us bring the whole world into the praise. Come, and let's start it right now.